Make her an MMA legal.
Oh. Hey, I'm Mr. Cole, failure.
Can I take your name, please, sir?
It's Craig McMaster.
Hi, Craig. It was me, actually. How are you, Craig?
I am the bad boy, myself.
Yeah, good, thank you. Can you successfully let me pull your details up?
No problem.
There you are. Okay, so do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me, Craig, about you, Craig?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just letting you know, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Okay.
It's my role, Craig, as part of the investigation team here in MMA League, is to go out and gather the evidence from your time and care. So that's right, you see the likes of social services, educational authorities, to gather your evidence from care. But it's also to get to know you a little bit better, Craig, and try and understand the trauma that you suffered and faced as a child, how that had an effect on you into your adult life. You know, with stuff like in evidence, like, you know, diagnosis of any sort of mental health issues, depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance abuse. And what I'll do, Craig, and my team is we'll write to, you know, GPs, NHS trusts, rehabilitation centres, addiction charities, gather as much information as we can for you, and present that to the Scottish Government as, you know, Craig, not only in care, but also because of care.
Yeah.
They have to take that into consideration, if not matter, when they are deliberating on our case. So it's just to give you the best chance of getting the most out of this process, sir.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah, just let you know where we're up to so far. Obviously, we've applied on your behalf. So Scottish Redress have looked into your care settings, your date you're in care. They've heard through your statements, and they've deemed you worthy enough for an application number.
Right.
A bit of a screening process, if you like, but they've let you through, if you like, and they've deemed you worthy enough to take in an application number, so it's now my role to go out and gather as much evidence as I can to get, you know, you the best possible result.
Yeah. Brilliant, that sounds good.
Alright, buddy. I'm gonna start off before I ask you some questions about Hillside School. Hillside School.
Hillside in Aberdeen.
Hillside?
Yeah, Hillside, yeah.
Okay, what social services would that be on there? Do you know, Dave?
I'm not actually sure, because I lived in Ayr at the time, in Ayrshire, and there was, my social worker was a Ayr social worker, and then I ended up getting put in a jail in Fife, so I'm not really sure if it would be Glasgow or Fife or Ayr.
Okay, where was you born, Craig?
Ayr.
So you were born in Ayr?
Yeah.
Okay, right. See what I'll do. I'll just put this as a share social services. You still there, sir?
Yes, yes.
Okay. You see, sir? Yeah, go ahead, yeah. Okay. Do you think Ayr Social Services and then Fife as well?
I think so, yeah. I mean, the care staff in the school must have been from there, Karen. Or it must have been connected, or it must have been swapped over or something.
Okay, so let me do this one as Fife Social Services. What the... Hang on a second. Ah, that's right. That's AYR. Listen, who's the sex? Do your second one, which is Shelloff, is it?
Sorry?
Shelloff, or something like
Shelloff.
That.
Shelloff.
So I'll do that as Fife Social Services, if that's okay.
No, No, the second one I was in was Ayrton.
Okay, so what was your first one?
Outside school was the first one I went in it. And then I tried to get back to, like, a few of them, my mates were in there as well. But they were all in school, kind of doing Ayrton and Glasgow. So I tried to get, like, chances of doing Ayrton, and I got to Kerloff for a while.
Okay. Kerloff?
And that was in Kerloff. I'm not actually sure how you spell it, but that was in the women. It's one of the main ones, because they are sure they've done the sexual abuse and stuff.
Yeah, I've seen them before, yeah. Okay. So, just getting back to you, sir. Have you ever been diagnosed with any sort of depression or anxiety or PTSD?
To be honest, I don't really go to the doctor for anything, right? I've been in the army since then as well. I've been in Afghanistan and everything, and I get told I had PTSD, and I've still never been there at CNT or anything, so...
Oh, okay. Thank you for your service.
No problem.
Yeah, it is. Were you in the army, was you, buddy?
I was sure, yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. And I'm PTSD, but never being diagnosed. Oh, never. Okay. So have you had any issues with alcohol, Craig, or any substance issues?
No. That's why I managed to keep myself out of
it. No, the army will do that for you, I suppose.
That was one of the reasons I had to go.
Yeah. Okay. One last question, Dave, which is a toughest one, buddy. This is the one I am actually, you know, really sorry for having to ask, but have you ever tried to take your own life, Craig?
I've not, no.
Okay, then. Thank you. Okay. So what I'll do, Craig, is I'll write you a five. I'm presenting you in Glasgow Social Services. So I can get as much information as I can for you from your time in care. Was you known as Craig McMaster in care?
Yeah, that's all I've ever been known as.
Okay, now we just put Glasgow Social Services on here as well, just so I can get an all around picture just in case. When I get your information back from your time in care, do you want me to share that information with you?
Please, yes.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so what we'll do, buddy, is when I get your information back from your time in care, I'll send you copies of absolutely everything that I receive. We'll go through it together, Craig, you and I. It's going to be off for 10 months, so it's just to manage your expectations.
Yeah, I
have that, yeah. Yeah, it's not a quick 10 months, certainly Glasgow. But if we get the information from Air or Vice, then we'll run it past you and see what you think, if we have enough. So we'll go through this together, Craig. We'll go through all of your statements, make sure, you know, all your statements have everything in them that you want to be in them. And then what we'll then do, Craig, is we'll submit, we do what's called our final submission for the Scottish Redress. That's where we present our case, if you like. From there, we then await what's called a panel date, Mr. McMaster. That's where the panel of individuals inside in the Scottish Redress will judge or adjudicate our case. And then it's a behind closed doors panel, by the way, Craig, so there's no need for it or to attend. And then from there, but he hopefully will then get you the recognition of wrongdoing in the form of an apology. And then hopefully an offer of financial compensation as well, Mr. McMaster.
Sounds good, yeah.
Is that okay, great?
That sounds great, my man, yeah.
Perfect. But did you have any questions for me on that process?
No. I'm just going to wait and see what you can gather up.
Okay. Just obviously, I just need to go back one step with you, Craig. You've obviously seen some of the sensitive nature of these cases. In the eyes of the law, because you've been through the peer system, you are deemed to be a vulnerable client. So I just need to make sure that you are fully aware of our fees and what other options are out there available for you. I do need to run through it on this recorded call, Craig, for our compliance team as well. So bear with me, if you've heard it before from our customer care team, this will be the last time you hear it, but I do have to run through it with you. You can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the help or the use of a law firm to do so. But obviously that would imply that, you know, and you'd have
to... I need to do it all myself when I'm looking at it.
Yeah. But that's an option for you, Craig. Option two is there are other law firms in England and Scotland that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress, and they won't charge you any fees. It's quite important that, Craig. The reason why they don't charge fees is that those law firms, they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the government legal fee scheme where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case. Now, as a fellow law firm or an individual representing a law firm, I can't legally discuss what those law firms would do for you. Or probably more importantly, Craig, what they don't or won't do for you. And, you know, you can come to your own conclusions there, but
you don't need to share on one, my man.
That's option two. What I can tell you, Craig, is we are the law firm. We don't participate in the government legal fee scheme. We enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract, and where if you win, we win, you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a law firm to go out and gather as much information and much evidence as we can to give you the best possible chance. Our fee is a cap of 15% plus VAT. What that means is no matter how much work, time and effort goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than 15% plus VAT. The VAT will net you out at 19.2%. So that's the most you'll ever pay us. On the no fee side,
that's about 20%, then.
Yeah, 19.2% of it. So if you have 20% in your brain and your mind, you will come in less than that. On the no fee side, if there's no win, no fee trade, because you're deemed to be a vulnerable client, because you've been through the care system, we will never put you through any sort of or under any sort of financial pressure if we're unsuccessful with your case. So if we're unsuccessful and not obtaining your compensation, you'll never pay us any fees. Our insurance policy, Craig, will cover all of our fees, buddy. Do you understand what the options I've just given you, Craig?
I do so, yes.
Yeah. Perfect. Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yeah, I'm still happy with you, yeah.
Excellent. Just so you know, Craig, you signed some documentation with us or your fee agreement with us on the 1st of April. You have what's called a 14-day cooling off period there, which what that means is you have 14 days to change your mind, rip up the agreement with us, and walk away. We won't start working on your case until after day 14. If you're unaware of this 14-day cooling off period, Craig, I can restart it from today. If you're happy with us, your law firm's there, and happy with our fees, you can wait the 14-day cooling off period and you can get started on your case.
I'd rather just get started.
You have my number now. Yeah, you have my number now, Craig. My name's Michael. Save my number on the phone. If you need us for anything, give us a call. We work for you, Craig, so, you know, there's no query. That's going to waste any of my time or my team's time. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and I'll be in touch every 4 to 5 weeks to give you an update.
No worries, my man.
Thanks
very much.
No problem, Craig. Thank you so much for taking the time to call me. Do you have any questions for me, Craig?
No, that's everything to do, mate. Thank you,
Craig. I'll just
give it to you. That's great, mate.
Thanks, well,
thank you, Paul. Bye-bye now.